This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 601. These are Band Score 8 writing questions.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll hear incredibly high-level task 2 questions from students who are on their way to the upper bands of IELTS writing scores.
Hello, Lindsay. How's it going?
Hey, Jessica. It's going really good, really good. And I'm especially happy because today we have 2 reviewers to say thank you to.
Woo! I love it.
I love it too. And these reviewers gave us 5 stars because they love the show. It is so good to know that you guys love IELTS Energy. And if you guys love it, go ahead and leave us a review if you haven't done it yet, especially people who are using Stitcher Radio. I haven't seen many reviews over there yet. So if you guys use Stitcher Radio, go ahead and leave a review. But I want to say thank you to Ojan Samuel from Brazil on July 17th. And thank you to Alejandro from Cuba on July 13th. Guys, thank you so much. Love seeing these reviews.
Thank you, guys. Oh, that's so awesome. And guys, remember, in your reviews, you can always ask us an IELTS question as well, and we could feature your question and your name on a future podcast. So iTunes, or for all my Android peeps out there, I use Stitcher as well. So leave a review on Stitcher also, not just iTunes. That's awesome. That's a good point to bring up. I think people always are like podcast, iTunes, and just right, like those two words in those two phrases in the sentence, but
yeah, totally.
I don't use iTunes to listen to podcasts.
Exactly. And so many people use Android, right? And so, and Google is coming out with podcast apps now. And so there's going to be so much more many more podcasts on Google and Android platforms and all those cool apps, right? It's not just Apple Podcasts that we're talking about here, guys. So we want your review no matter where you are.
Yes. Exactly. Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, guys. Okay, Lindsay, we have some awesome task 2 advice for our listeners today. Mm-hmm. We got some very interesting questions in our courses Facebook group. So guys, remember, if you're in our course and you have a question, go straight to our Facebook group because I answer all of those.
Yeah,
like with usually that same day that you ask them, I will get to your questions and answer your IELTS worries. And so that's super useful. Yeah. And if you're not in our course, then you should be. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And then it's like 24/7 access to an IELTS tutor, which is me.
It's so awesome. And Jessica, did you know that today's episode is coming out on August 14th? And something else very exciting is happening today. So it's probably not too late to sign up for our webinar, which is happening on August 14th.
I didn't even look at that date. Fancy that. Yeah, guys, this webinar is amazing, okay? We are talking all about time-saving strategies for not only test day, which I know everybody wants, like, the test tips and tricks and stuff like that, which we are going to cover for all 4 sections, but also how to make your preparation efficient and save time there. So definitely sign up if you haven't. Come to our webinar today. Go to allearsenglish.com/time.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to say that very clearly. Time.
Exactly. Go straight to that link, guys. And the good news is that if you are busy today, August 14th, you can also get it tomorrow. We're doing 2 times this live event. Right? So you get 2 chances to see us. So August 15th, we have a different time. But in order to get those times for the webinar, you need to go to allearsenglish.com/ Time.
Time. It's so easy to remember. Okay. So, yeah, we have some interesting task two questions. And this is stuff we haven't actually talked about before, this first question. And I found it interesting. I had a good conversation with a student that wrote this question. So, Lindsay, do you want to read this first question, please?
Yeah, for sure. So here we go. All right. So the student says, with problem solution essays, what do I have to do if I don't perceive it as a problem? For example, in many countries, very few young people read newspapers or follow the news on TV. What do you think are the causes of this? What solutions can you suggest? I personally don't think it's a problem because there are more various resources that you can get information from compared to the past. Also, in many countries, newspaper companies and TV broadcasts are affected by the political power, which sometimes making news untrue, so-called fake news. Thus, in my personal opinion, getting information from different resources like a podcast, social media, and personal blogs is also helpful compared to passively absorbing information given by newspapers and news on TV. I'm not sure. Okay.
Yeah. So, no, that's
enough. Yep. All right. Got the gist.
No, you're right. Oh. No, that was part of that question. Sorry. Oh.
Okay. I'll keep going then. Should I keep going?
Yeah.
All right. Here we
go. Yeah. Just this is the last part.
I'm not sure if I made my point clearly, but the main point is, how can you come up with solutions and suggestions if you don't perceive it as a problem? Okay.
This is so well written.
Oh, I know.
Right? Like, yeah. I just shout out to this student. You know who you are because you wrote it. I was very impressed with the way you expressed yourself in this comment. So fantastic. Mm-hmm. But let's get to the answer. Okay, so let's review what that task two question was. In many countries, very few young people read newspapers or follow the news on TV. Okay, so that is the presented problem. And then there are two questions following that that tell you what to write in the body paragraphs. So the first question is, what do you think are the causes of this? Mm-hmm. And what solutions can you suggest? Okay. So the student's question is, he doesn't actually think this is a problem. So Lindsay, what should this person do?
Well, we know that we need to answer the question. So it's not okay if you just say, I disagree with the question. I don't think it's a problem. You can't just say, I'm not going to answer it. You need to find a way to work in your ideas. But it sounds to me like this student already has kind of the solution that could be used as the solution, which is blogs. Ways of getting information. So you could utilize and just bend it a little bit what you already have, what you already believe, to make a really strong essay with examples too.
No, completely. That's a good point. Yeah. I think the student already has all the ideas. Just we need to shift the perspective to fit the IELTS question. Because guys, even if you have a very well-presented position, but this position does not answer the question directly, it's not gonna help your score. You may still get a good score for vocab and grammar, but as far as your task response score goes, guys, every sentence in your essay has to directly connect to that question directly. Mm. And so if this says, what do you think the causes are? And you start talking about, well, I don't think it's a problem in the first place. You know what? There's a time and a place, basically. Yeah. And if you are focused on your score, then keep in mind what you are scored on. What is the examiner looking for? And remind yourself that now is not the time or the place to take a stand and to tell IELTS they're wrong about something. I think you could do this on the speaking exam, right? Because you could say, like in speaking part three, you could just say, well, to be honest with you, I don't think that is a problem. And then go on. Like, that would be great. That would be very strong. But the fact is, your score in task two is based on you directly answering the question. So unfortunately, you can't do that. And I had another student recently in a personal coach class who said, like, I can't find reasons for, like, I can't find an example for my opinion that's as strong as the examples for the other side, like the other opinion. So I was like, just switch your opinion. You don't have to be honest, guys. Like, whatever's going to get you the score,
Yeah, now is not the time or place to hold tight to your views unless they serve you within the structure, right?
Exactly. Hello, awesome students. If you want to know everything the examiner is looking for the highest writing scores before you take your next IELTS exam, be fully prepared with the Three Keys IELTS system. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Exactly. So just remember that you can switch your opinion after you brainstorm. I think it's best, guys, to, sure, you're going to start with an opinion, of course. You should, right? As thinking adults, you should read the question. And if it asks for your opinion, then you should have one. But while you brainstorm, if you find that you're coming up with better specific examples for the other side, which does often happen, funnily enough, then just say that's your opinion. You know, like it really doesn't matter. So for this student's question, I think he has everything he needs to answer that, right? Because that could also be sort of worked into the causes and say, well, what are the causes of this? The causes are that news is available in so many other ways.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily saying like, well, this isn't a problem because of this. It's saying, sure, like some people perceive this as a problem and the causes are like he already said, and the solutions are to encourage better, like more professionally written blog posts and Twitter articles.
Yeah, that, or also to encourage, to teach people how to learn, how to read better, and how to be more critical when they read blog articles, to teach how important that is. Yeah. That could be the other part, right? So yeah, just like we said at the beginning, this student already has the setup for the correct structure, right? They're just filling in the blank with your ideas already could serve you as the problem solution. Love it.
Completely, completely. Okay. So before we go today, guys, we have one more task to question that a Three Keys student asked in our Facebook group. Lindsay, would you like to read that?
Yeah. So is it this starting with the question, many people? Is that where I'm starting here?
It starts with, I have seen certain developments.
Okay, perfect. So I've seen certain developments in writing task two in that it seems to leave us with no choice but writing an opinion essay such as the following. Many people prefer to spend money and not to save it. What are the reasons? Is this a positive or a negative development? And he or she wants us to shed light on how to address this particular topic and how to incorporate both negative and positive sides, given that in general, we'll discuss the negative side in paragraph two and save paragraph three for the positive one. But this time we need to save paragraph two for reasons. Ooh.
Yeah. So I love our students. I love how motivated they are, and they're trying so hard to do their best with everything, and I love that so much. Yeah. But also what happens is this perfectionism that comes through, right? And then we start overthinking things. So this is actually a mixed question. It's not an opinion question. Mm. It's a mixed question type. And guys, I will link to other episodes we've done about mixed essays in the blog post for this episode. This is episode 601. So come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com and search 601. So it's not an opinion essay. But again, I think we're kind of overthinking it. So if there are two questions, just like with the problem solution one that we talked about, if there are two questions, guys, that is what you write in the paragraph, right? Mm. So if it says, what are the reasons, like what are the causes for this? That's paragraph two. Mm. And then this is asking you for your opinion. Is this a positive or a negative development? That is paragraph three. Okay. So you have to choose a side if you think it's more positive or negative. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's negative. And so I'll just read the example I gave of how you could begin that paragraph three, you guys. So in paragraph three, you still have to cover both sides, but say which is yours. So you could start that with a concession, and you could say, although some might view this as a positive sign as consumer spending fuels the economy, I feel it is an extremely detrimental trend. So you're giving a point to the other side, consumer spending fuels the economy, but the rest of your sentences, the example and details are going to be about your side, right? Why it's negative. So that's how you would formulate that paragraph three to fit in both positive, negative, and your opinion. So I will type this example concession in the blog post for this episode as well. So come back and search episode 601.
Well, I'm just really impressed with the quality of these questions. You can tell that these students are in the course, and the question quality is just so much higher than someone who's just like not quite knowing how to write an essay yet for IELTS, right?
Oh,
It's already two levels deep. And these are the kinds of questions you guys should be asking before you're going into the exam, right? I mean, if you're not asking these kinds of questions, then you are not ready.
Exactly. Okay. Then you don't have the fundamentals yet to be able to approach it from this level, right? Like, that's why we don't do the personal coach classes until they've finished the writing module, they finish the speaking module, because then you learn the most.
Oh my
then
gosh.
You have all the basics, right? I don't have to go through the simple stuff. You got all that.
Yes.
So the time with me in those personal coach classes, that's where these sorts of things come up. And these questions, guys, that we're talking about today, like, these aren't band score five, band score six questions. Mm-hmm. These are the differences between like sevens and eights.
Oh,
you know what
that.
I mean? Like, this is that level of thought that goes into writing that gets you the highest scores. So yeah, I'm constantly impressed by our Three Keys students, for sure.
It's amazing. And we just got some great scores in just today, where a student, I think she increased her overall score by quite a bit, by a full band, something like that.
A whole band point.
Amazing.
Yeah, 6.5 to a 7.5. And she, I'm sure, will be on the show soon.
That'll be so great. And guys, go and sign up for the webinar. It's happening today. Go to allearsenglish.com/time, and hopefully there are still spots left. Don't miss it, and stay on the webinar until the end, because there will be a special offer for you that is not available anywhere else. So you really don't want to miss that, guys, because you can't get it anywhere else. Cool.
Yeah, this is huge. Yay, I'm so excited for our webinars.
I know.
I hope you guys come and get to interact with Lindsay and I, and you can even ask us a couple of your questions at the end.
Yes, love it, love it. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out and answering these great writing questions. These are good ones, really good ones.
Yeah, they are. My pleasure, Lindsay. I will see you soon then.
Oh, okay, sounds good. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.